Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The number one podcast in the world right now is none other than The Personality Hires, which is the podcast that is run by me, Jackson, Mikey, and Rebecca. And I'm only saying that because it will be the number one podcast in the world after this announcement, because a lot of you have been DMing us saying, how can we support you when you're unemployment? When you guys are gone in a week, what can we do? I'll tell you what you can do right now. We just relaunched the podcast and we're trying to get our butts up on the charts. So if you go and you rate us and you listen to us, we might possibly crack the top 200. So the new Personality Hires podcast is out this week, and I'm using my entertainment buzz to plug it.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. And why not? I did see that Crime Junkies was number one this week, more so than Joe Rogan.
Not for long, because Personality Hires is coming for it.
I don't listen to Crime Junkies.
Oh, you don't? Because I know you're into all those things.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of true crime, but I'm a big fan of investigative journalism. So they sit there and just talk about like things that have happened. Whereas like the CBC, Canadian Broadcast Company, does an amazing job where they actually get cold cases and they do investigative journalism. So you get multiple episodes of them trying to figure out what happened and trying to get conclusions to cold cases.
I used to listen to Crime Junkies before it like brought me down mentally, and I felt like I was not reveling, but getting entertainment out of other people's deaths, and it made me feel gross. But I will say it is a very well put together podcast. It's told in a story format using like the sources from like that. They don't do the journalist work. Mm-hmm. They just take the work and reshare it. But it's well done.
Yeah.
Well, Burt Weiss is not the only person shutting down after 40 years, because MTV is shutting its UK music channels after 40 years. They are planning on shutting down some of their channels in the UK starting December 31st, 2025. MTV Music, MTV 80s, MTV 90s, Club MTV, and MTV Live E-Online.
Now, I haven't watched MTV in years, years and years and years, but I bought into the clickbait the other day when it said MTV is closing down its music channel. I'm like, the nostalgia and the disappointment I was feeling, because I'm old enough to remember the time where it first came on TV and you didn't have to pay for it. It was brand new. And I remember running off the school bus, getting home to watch MTV was finally going to be on there, man. So when I heard that it was shutting down, even though I haven't watched it in years, I was kind of bummed out. But this is in Europe.
Yeah. And also, let's remember, still, even in the UK, they're keeping their flagship channel, which is just regular MTV. So they're just shutting down the ones that nobody's watching, because all the kids are on the TikTok. Mm-hmm. And they'll probably have their social channels, and it's still going to be on in the US as well. So this isn't going to be some big news where MTV is shutting down forever. It might be a prediction of to where the industry is going, but we still have the main channels.
All right. So your favorite things to watch back in the day on MTV, obviously TRL. And I remember coming home from school and seeing like what the top video was. But I distinctly remember my parents blocked MTV, right? I wasn't allowed to watch it because of the spring breaks. So the spring breaks were too scandalous. And
I was at one of those.
Were you?
And I just happened to be in Hawaii at the time that they were down there.
Nice.
Yep.
So they had the parental controls or whatever. And so it got blocked on our TV. However, I found a go around. So if I used the VCR and clicked over to channel 11 on the VCR, it was a workaround around the TV. And I was somehow, because it's like MTV was on channel 11. I can't believe I remember that, but it was. So I was able to do a workaround so I could still watch it. But then I would have to like switch it back. So my parents didn't know I was sneaking in the MTV spring breaks when I was younger.
I remember not missing like an episode of Singled Out. I think that was the name of the dating show.
With Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, TRL all the way. I wasn't allowed to watch MTV until I turned 18 because it was, I don't know, brain rot. But I watched it anyway. And TRL was so quintessential, especially to my generation with Britney and NSYNC. And they always went on there in the top 10 countdown. And then I remember for like weeks, if not a year, it was The Boy Is Mine with Monica and Brandy, and then that Steven Tyler song, and I feel like they battled from Armageddon, and they battled for the top spot for like a year.
The other thing I distinctly remember was when I got my, and I believe I was in high school, I had my waterbed in my room, and I got like this little TV, and the first thing I watched on the little TV in my bedroom was the very first episode of Real World New York.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, that one was so good.
The very first season of Real World New York, and I remember floating in my waterbed, sitting there watching it on this tiny TV in my bedroom.
I mean, they did the same thing for the next 20 years, but that was the original one, and it was so new at the time also, where you're getting all these people from different walks of life. It's really the first time I can remember really openly having a show have a gay cast member in it, and I think this was Miami.
San Francisco.
Was it San Francisco? Mm-hmm. Dude, that was living with
Pedro.
AIDS? Pedro.
Mm-hmm.
They really broke a lot of barriers on that show.
My first experience with Real World that I can remember is Lindsay, who was actually one of the founding co-hosts of this show, which was crazy when I joined this show and I found that out. But I forget which one she was from.
Seattle. Yeah. I was a junkie. I was a Real World. And now I still watch the Real World versus Road World challenges. It's for the nostalgia, but also because it's just a freaking great show.
Are Mike and Coral still on there?
Oh, no. They are long gone.
Okay. I remember them.
Yeah.
MTV Cribs, too.
Oh, that was good, too.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, I love Cribs.
Yeah.
Here we are getting all nostalgic about a TV station that's still going to be around. But just the thought of it.
But all it is now is freaking ridiculousness.
If
you go to MTV and look at it, it's just episode after episode after episode of ridiculousness.
The Bert Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
We lost a musical legend yesterday on October 14th. At the age of 51, D'Angelo passed away. His family confirmed that he died after a prolonged and courageous battle with cancer. They specified it as pancreatic cancer as the cause. Reports indicate that he had been hospitalized for months. He'd spent roughly 2 weeks in hospice care before he passed.
I was working in Raleigh in urban radio in 95 when this song came out, Brown Sugar. But back in 96, my favorite Grammy moment of all time, of all the performances, and this includes Michael Jackson on the Grammys, this performance in 96, D'Angelo and Tony Rich of the Tony Rich Project came together. And it was just them, two organs, and they were doing a special tribute to Stevie Wonder. And they did a mashup before mashups were even a thing. And here's a little bit of it.
Mississippi, then ride it back for all that ain't so pretty. His parents gave him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction.
still gives me chills. It gives me chills
me
the first time I ever watched it. And I will go back to YouTube periodically just to watch that performance. So if you're a D'Angelo fan, and he was singing the part of Superstition there, and Tony Rich was doing Living for the City. But if you're a D'Angelo fan, do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube and watch that clip today, because it's one of the best Grammy performances of all time.
You talk about like a soulful voice that just effortlessly makes you feel something. And I mean, of course, on a superficial level, a lot of people know him from the How Does It Feel music video, like, you know, his chest and his abs and whatever those little like indentations.
The lowest budget ever in a video that got the most views, because he's just all super cut up and he's singing his song and the camera's just going around him, but there's nothing else to it except him being naked.
Just him, but also like, God, that voice. And it was just, again, just had such a soulful, pure singing voice, and he will be greatly missed.
Was it cancer?
Yes.
Pancreatic cancer, yeah, yes. Okay. Yeah, so he'll be dearly missed.
Because 51, man, that's young.
Yes, uh-huh. Right.
On a much pettier note here, Kevin Federline did a new interview to promote his upcoming memoir, because those child support payments have ended.
Yeah.
And so now he's coming out with all these claims about Britney Spears. One being the fact that he's claiming that Britney Spears called her ex, Justin Timberlake, the night before she married him back in 2004. He says he thought she was talking to her mother, but she later admitted that it was Justin. He says he was stunned and even offered to call off the wedding, but Britney declined.
So I'm confused by the backlash, right? Because this man has every right to tell his side of the story. Like, Britney came out with her memoir and shared pieces of her life and with Justin, etc., with and just telling her story. This is him telling his story. So I am honestly a little bit, and I saw the interview he did with Entertainment Tonight. And just from like an outsider looking in, and yes, I like Britney Spears. I like her music. I'm not a stan like Cassie, so I don't have a lot of knowledge. But watching him, it seemed to me there's genuine concern as the father of her children to her well-being.
I couldn't disagree with you more. I was fuming when I saw this, and I've been reading clips from the book. You know how I feel about co-parenting, man. And co-parenting does not stop when the kids are out of the house or they're 16 or 18 years old. So the fact, I mean, what is Kevin Federline's story outside of Britney Spears? So the fact he's putting this book together, and the story we heard was about her holding a knife over the kids in the middle of the night or whatever. They still have kids together. So what, now that the alimony is gone, he's not making that anymore. Why? Why do it? I mean, this is still the mother of your kids. It just seems really cheap and a douchebaggy move to me.
Yeah, her kids are 20 and 19, I think. And I think it would be one thing if he was refuting the claims that she made in her book about the custody battle and illicit substances and things like that. But this is clearly a money grab. The child support payments ended. He is dropping stuff in his biography that has nothing really to do with him, like her making out with a female dancer. Oh my God! Like, it's just clearly stuff to get clickbaity headlines. And who cares about Kevin Federline? Literally, not even as a Britney stan. The man has done nothing except ride her coattails, milk her for cash. And honestly, if we're looking at Britney's account, God bless her, we can see that perhaps she is not in the healthiest place. So then to release something like this, that's just tearing her down, it's gross. And the time to have made those allegations and shot back would have been when she released her biography. But honestly, Justin Timberlake got the short end of that deal rather than Kevin.
Well, I think this one hits me so closely in like the soul is because I've told you guys the long history. I go out to California with my dad after the divorce with my mom. I get out there and he talks so much crap about my mom that I'm 7 years old at the time. I don't talk to my mom until I'm 19 years old, right? So this, the kids are already on his side. So him putting this book out and giving them more details on why they shouldn't like their mother, or why in any negative way, shape, or form, just seems so unfair. Like, why do you need to? The kids never need to know that side of her mother.
But that's not, like, the interview I saw, that was not the vibe he was giving at all. Like, what I saw was him saying, I was trying to make sure there was established connection between her and her sons. Like, he was trying to make sure his sons maintain a relationship with their mother. And he was trying to foster that. And yeah, is it a money grab? absolutely, positively. I think two things can be true at the same time. She released a memoir, said things about him. I don't understand why he's not allowed to release a memoir and say things about her.
Because you can be the bigger person.
Well, not even that. The things that he's sharing don't really have to do with the development of his life in the way. Like, when Brittany talked about it, it was like the custody battle and trying to get the kids. And so literally Kevin responding to any of that, absolutely within the wheelhouse in a biography, weird move, but okay. But my thing is like, oh no, you walked in and saw her making out with a female dancer. Like, literally, how does that derail your life, or how does that add to the biography of your life?
And why do the kids need to know that?
Well, and it's just being included so that you can sell copies, because you're not going to sell any copies without Britney. It's a weird dynamic, and it's possibly unfair, and I can cop to that. But at the same time, you're only who you are because of Britney Spears. And of course, there's a long history of him allegedly trying to squeeze more money out of her for his child support payments. He's always been sucking at Britney's money, bank account. I can't say the word I want to say.
Teat.
Yes, teat. Thank you. I didn't know if that was radio friendly.
You can say teat.
Teat. He's been sucking at the financial teat of Britney, and he can't grow up and get his own dang job.
Yeah, it's the other T word you can't say.
Yeah. I'm like, I know we're wrapping up in a week or so, but I still got to watch my P's and Q's.
Look, they are probably seeing the stuff that Britney is doing online, which is hurtful enough as a kid. Yeah. Why have dad tell you all the stuff you don't need to know? Who cares if they're 20 and 18 or whatever.
For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.